So first of all, I guess you're looking forward to playing. It has to be the first question.
Yeah, it's my first tea in the park, first time here, so very much so, very, very excited.
You had obviously a taster at Glastonbury. What was that like?
That was something else. Yeah, and the crowd were fantastic. You know, they were, and yeah, they were in good form, and that was a very good feeling. I really enjoyed it.
You've obviously played a wide range of gigs. I first saw you at the O2 in Glasgow, quite a small venue. You were really grateful for the crowd. Like, how does it then start to compare as it gets bigger and bigger?
It's always different, I have to say. It's always a different experience. And festival audiences is something very unique too. And playing a main stage at the festival is something, again, just it's a very different thing. I still do love small rooms. And I kind of, you know, that was a lot of fun. Played Barrowlands and King Tut's in Glasgow, which, yeah, a lot of fun, but and playing to a Scottish crowd is again a unique one.
People do say that, and I always wonder why. But from your point of view, why is that?
I think Scottish audiences know how to have a good time and are not afraid to have a good time and just enjoy the music as it happens, enjoy the experience. And you know, every audience is different everywhere around the world. Sometimes people are more cerebral, sometimes people are more go crazy. But I don't know, Scottish audiences are very. They give out a lot of energy, you know, and being on the stage, you really feel that.
I loved the EP From Eden, and I thought it was kind of edgy, not really mainstream. Did you feel the same way? Were you targeting this kind of, like, mass media?
No, I wasn't. No, I was not. I didn't think, at the time, I didn't think a lot of the music would take off in the way that it did. Certainly take me to church, and that it wouldn't connect. Like, I thought it would be appreciated by much more of a smaller audience, and I think... Because it just came from humble beginnings. It kind of came from a homemade kind of vibe, and I feel very fortunate that the music has connected in the way that it has. Yeah.
And it even connected with Victoria's Secret models. How did you concentrate on that gig?
I get asked that question quite a lot, I have to say. That was a lot of fun. I've never done a fashion show before. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a thrill to be on the same bill with Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift and stuff. Again, that alone kind of surprised me, blew my mind. But yeah, that was a fun gig. Yeah, enjoyed it.
And what will you do now then to prepare the next kind of couple of hours before you go on stage?
I'll probably warm up. I have eaten. I don't know. I'm in good form. Just hang out with the band and kind of let the voice warm up and stuff. If I can catch a few acts later on, I'd love to. But,
okay. Well, good luck and thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks.